Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Sports Weekend with Marty Terrell, presented by Innovative Wellness, innovativewellness.center. Here's Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Indeed it is. Sports Weekend presented by Geico Insurance as we roll along here across country and around the globe. We'll be back at the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows midweek. And, boy, I'll tell you, Alcaraz knocked out and Djokovic picked off on Friday night. So, yeah, Tiafoe and who was outstanding, by the way, in knocking out Ben Shelton. He goes against Papyrin, the Australian kid who knocked out Djokovic, and that'll be on Sunday, so we'll keep an eye on that. Texas A&M with an early lead over Notre Dame 3-0, and I believe they've just thrown a Texas A&M player out of the game for targeting. Disqualified. Dalton Brooks, the defensive back, is gone. Imagine that. 4 minutes into the new season, he's gone. Not only does he sit out the rest of tonight's action, Brooks is gone for next week's game, the next scheduled game for Texas A&M targeting. He went after Riley Leonard, the Notre Dame quarterback. Michigan had an early lead over Fresno State. We'll keep you updated there, but Notre Dame at the 35-yard line and marching early on. Penn State rolled over West Virginia, 34-12, the final in that one. We'll get to all the ranked scores throughout the night. Texas rolled over Colorado State, 52-0. Arch Manning came off the bench, as you figured he would in a blowout situation, was 5 of 6 for nearly 100 yards passing, so outstanding work in a mop-up role for Arch Manning at the University of Texas in Austin. Georgia, 34-3 over Clemson. Among the Iowa teams, Iowa rolled Illinois State 40-0, and it was Iowa State over North Dakota. The final, and that was 21-3, Iowa State next Saturday in the Cy-Hawk Series at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. We'll keep you updated with baseball scores throughout the night, but Blake Byrne, he is up next with health and wellness, fitness as well, as we roll along here on Sports Weekend. Third and final hour, we are guest loaded. We'll have a lot of scores, interviews, and we'll highlight the day in college football here on this Sports Weekend here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We look forward to that. We are presented by Geico. We're coming back. Blake Byrne with his special guest, Christy Steiger. Following the break here, hour two underway here on Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Sports Weekend. Don't go away.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together.
Celebrate responsibly. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
Yeah, we're coming to you live from Chicago, the Palmer House here, home for our road show this weekend here, Liberty weekend. We did the architectural tour today, outstanding. The White Sox are playing the Mets, getting pounded again on the south side. The Cubs were winners in Washington, D.C. The Bears play next weekend. What else we got Chicago-wise? Bulls and Blackhawks, nobody cares because they're out of season. What we do care about is health and fitness and wellness and being fit and really embracing life in a very healthy way. Here he is, Blake Byrne, with his special guest, Christy Steiger, here. It's all part of Sports Weekend on Sports Byline. Take it away, Blake.
Yeah, we have an amazing guest here tonight, Christy Steiger. I've been waiting a month and a half to have her on, so great blessing to have her on tonight. A lot of information to tune into, so you know, make sure you have a notepad or, you know, you're got your memory going, because there's a lot of good information that you can apply today in your life. Christy Steiger helped me cure my Crohn's, and I'm excited to hear more information. Christy, how are you?
Hi, Blake. It's an honor to be here. I'm great.
That's amazing. Tell us a little about yourself.
So I am a functional medicine practitioner, and I was really thrown into this world by accident. I got sick, and that became a passion-filled trajectory where I just felt really called to help everyone else around me that wasn't feeling well. And so it led me down a path of healing myself and in turn healing other people and now opening a clinic. And, you know, being a functional medicine practitioner, it's really looking at the body as a whole. Instead of just looking at each individual system. And it's been just a whirlwind of fun to see people have their vibrancy back and just get back to doing the things that they love.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear what you have to say today. So you touched upon functional medicine. What is functional medicine, and what does the definition of living a holistic lifestyle mean to you?
Yeah, those are great questions. So functional medicine is really looking at our body as an entire system. You know, Western medicine really failed me when I was sick because I went from doctor to doctor and each person was only looking at one area of my life. And so with functional medicine, we're actually able to really puzzle piece the entire body and the entire lifestyle, the thought process, nutrition, toxicity, and all of these different elements touch every aspect of the body. They're not separate. And so when you have somebody that's really looking at the entire system, you can start to identify the root cause as to why somebody is feeling the symptoms that they're feeling. And a holistic lifestyle for me, it's really just getting back to the basics, right? Our food these days is full of what I call frankenfood. It's full of chemicals. It's really not the intention of how we were meant to eat. And then in addition to the things that we put on our body, the things that we see, the things that we can have just an instant access on our cell phones, you know, all of this, our mind, body, spirit, it all goes into how we feel. And so just cleaning up each area of your life, even just 1%, and trying to take out a level of toxicity, people feel the difference almost right away.
Yeah, what really brought you to the light with functional medicine? I know you said sickness, but like, did someone show you functional medicine? I mean, myself, I definitely would not know about, you know, all this Eastern medicine and these natural ways to cure yourself without you and a few other people. Was there anyone who brought you to the light with that?
You know, it was really an internet search late at night. There was one person when I was really feeling pretty sick, that just recommended changing my diet. And there was something after I walked out of that appointment with that person over coffee, and I was like, I wonder why they think that what I ate yesterday would have anything to do with my mental health, because I was having a ton of brain fog and I was just feeling really down. I did have some weight gain, so that would kind of make sense. But I was really in a place where I had nothing to lose, and I had already, you know, tried everything that I had access to at that point, and I had seen multiple doctors and nothing was changing. And so I just decided to take it upon myself and completely change my diet and get rid of all the inflammatory foods. Gluten was the first thing that I cut, and I felt it almost immediately. I knew that I was on the right path. And as I work with people, I always tell people, you'll intuitively know that when you make a change, you'll know right away within yourself that it's the right change. And so for me, that's what it was. And it just sent me down a trajectory where I was like, okay, well, if I feel that much better by eliminating one thing, what would happen then if I eliminated all the inflammatory foods? And so for me, that's personally what I did, because 10 years ago in Des Moines, Iowa, there just really wasn't access to a lot of functional medicine practitioners. There wasn't anything here. And so I ended up just researching, and you know, the stubbornness in me knew that I could not be stuck this way. This is not how I was created. I'd never felt like that in my life before. And so having somebody just tell me, you know, this might be your new normal, like you may not have energy, that just wasn't an answer that I was willing to accept. And so I went on and got my health coaching certificate, and then from there went on to 3 more years of functional medicine learning, and it never stopped.
Yeah, functional medicine and Eastern medicine are definitely game changer, and I feel like not enough people know about it. I feel like everyone usually turns to Western medicine, and I mean, that's what I turned to with my Crohn's disease, and all it really was doing was masking the issues of what was really going on. So, I mean, without Western medicine, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at right now. I heard you talking about, you know, gluten and cutting, you know, toxic things out. What happens if someone cuts gluten out or something that's toxic to their body for 2 months and they go eat it for, you know, 2 days? Does that revert everything that they did, or does it still, the progress count?
No, it's not going to revert everything that happened. And, you know, there are some people that can eat some of these inflammatory foods and they feel okay. But what I tell people is, when you're going through a season of life where you need that therapeutic healing, if you can get rid of all of the inflammatory stressors on the body, because the root cause of most disease processes is some sort of toxicity or trauma or something that's going on. So the more inflammation that we have in the body, the harder it is for the body to then create space for healing. So if we can remove some of that stuff initially, you're definitely going to create the space for healing. And if you go and then just binge gluten one day, you haven't destroyed all that healing. But 99% of the time, I tell people, it's going to feel like you touched the stove and you burnt yourself, because they'll start to feel really great. And then if gluten is not a food that's meant for their body to consume, or it causes that very inflammatory reaction, almost immediately they're going to feel terrible again. And so, you know, I tell people sometimes it's a lot like drinking, right? Like as you get older, you don't want to go out and just drink a ton because you don't want to wake up feeling terrible the next day. It's just not worth it. And so a lot of times the same thing happens with food elimination. People eliminate the foods, they feel awesome, they reintroduce it, and that reaction and that feeling of just feeling terrible is not worth it. And so those times that you actually end up eating it become fewer and fewer because intuitively you know that it's just not worth feeling like that.
Yeah, I know people are allergic to a lot of these things out here. Is a telltale sign all the time that you feel it? And if you don't feel, you know, sick or foggy brained after eating that certain thing, does that mean that your body is good at handling it? Or do you not just experience all the things, you know, from that toxin that you may be taking in?
Yeah, most of the time, people will feel a difference. So with an elimination diet, we always recommend that somebody eliminates it for at least 30 days because if you do have a food sensitivity, those immunoglobulins will live in the body and it takes about 30 days for them to resolve. So you really can't tell how your body is going to feel until you completely remove something for about 30 days. And then once you try it, if you have no reaction, I mean, outside of it being something like a completely processed food or sugar, there has to be some level of common sense too. But if it's a real whole natural food and you reintroduce it and you have zero symptoms, I would say that it's likely okay. You can always do testing through a blood sample to ensure, but I tell people if you feel okay and you've eliminated it for 30 days, it's probably not the thing that's poking the bear in your unique body. So most people too, like when they come to me and they ask about a food sensitivity or they have an issue, we're working on something. I very rarely see people just because they feel so awesome. When people land on my schedule, it's because there's something going on in their unique body and they're ready for that symptom to be gone. And so that is what we look at, is that particular symptom for that person.
All right, outstanding job, Blake and Christy Steiger. They roll on with part two coming up, part two of three here on Sports Byline, Sports Weekend.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Welcome back to Live Better You. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. My guest, Christy Steiger. We're talking everything health, gut health, functional medicine. A lot of great information on here tonight. Make sure you tune in, get a notepad, and get to learning. Christy, I know you might take a different approach to functional medicine, I believe. You use frequencies to help diagnose people with issues that they may be having in their body. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? I think that is just so fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like Blake is saying, I went to school and got training in functional medicine, which is very black and white. The teacher at the school that I attended is a biochemist, and so it's very black and white. But I found myself with a lot of patients where symptoms presented themselves the same. So, for instance, somebody came in and had a collection of symptoms. The root cause of that could be parasites or gut issues, and for somebody else it could be heavy metal toxicity. And so in the world of functional medicine, there's a lot of comprehensive testing that you can do, but those tests can be very costly and are almost never covered by insurance. And so I knew there had to be a better way for the clients that I was seeing. And when I found biofeedback, it was just a knowing inside of me. I knew that I knew that I knew that I wanted to use this method. And so essentially what it is I ended up studying quantum physics, and every single element in the world is made out of electricity. And so we are actually able to measure that. And it's ultimately like a stress test. So through biofeedback, it's a series of questions that are asked to the body through energy and through quantum physics. And then the body shows what is most stressful to itself at that time. And so at that point, we can then allocate resources for that unique person to do further testing if they want black and white science, rather than ordering 10, 5 different tests, depending on the person, to try and rule out what exactly is going on. So my reasoning for going down this road was really to save clients time and resources so that they could get right to the root right away.
Yeah, that is so fascinating. I mean, who knew quantum could, you know, come into health and be a, you know, helping aspect to it? I that is just so fascinating to me. I believe I brought a client to you one time, and DNA can play a part in, you know, helping diagnose symptoms like a hair follicle. How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So in quantum physics, things aren't bound by time or space. And so what you use is you can actually just use a part of the person's DNA, and that particular sample can actually be good for months and months, because you're not really testing the hair, you're testing the person. So just like when you pray for somebody, we don't wonder, oh, I wonder if my prayers made it to the hospital room or with that person in an accident or whatever it might be. We know that it gets there. And so quantum physics is really the same thing. It's hard to wrap your mind around. And so I actually spent years studying it, because I'm such a math and science type of person and I needed the answers. And, you know, with quantum physics, it's very intangible, just like electrons and atoms and, you know, all mass, solid, liquid, and gas. It's all vibrational energy. that depending on fast or how slow it vibrates is whether it's going to be a solid, a liquid, or gas. And so, again, we now can measure different bacteria and viruses and parasites, and actually even emotional things come up as well. And so it's in that world, that's actually a homeopathic world. It's more of a Chinese medicine world, and like cures like in the homeopathic world. And so when you take a homeopathic for a symptom, it can actually resolve that symptom in that person's body. But when I explain to clients, we're really trying to allow the body to create homeostasis. The body doesn't need us to micromanage it. We just need to give it the energy back that it needs in order to heal.
That is just crazy to me. So can someone vibrate at a low frequency and a high frequency? And if so, is the higher the better?
No. So when I am testing AccuPoints in the office, I want everybody to be at a 50. And so that's 50 millivolts. And when somebody is energetically low on that particular AccuPoint, it shows that there's a stressor, that there's something that is feeling the energy from their body being able to maintain 50. And when somebody is above 50, that's really an inflammatory response. So it's one of those things, you really, you know, when you look at the body, our temperature needs to fall within like very small parameters. If you have even 5 degrees fever, you feel terrible. 5 degrees below, you feel terrible, right? Same with blood pressure. Like there's so many things within the body that have just this very small window. And we really are delicate when you look at it like that. But when I'm testing the millivoltage of the cells, that's the same. Now, one of the really cool things is there's something called a resonant frequency. And so all of our organs actually vibrate at the same frequency when we're healthy. And so when the body kind of gets out of sync or it has a stressor, we can actually play that healthy frequency over the body, and we can start to help the body to almost remind itself, hey, this is what you need to be doing in order to be healthy. And it will start to vibrate at that frequency and then create homeostasis within itself.
That is so amazing. Like, that is game changing. So I'm curious, gut health is a very new subject within the last probably 20, 25 years. How important is it to your overall bodily function? I mean, we hear that it's the second brain. Is it really?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to flip back over into the functional medicine side, right? The biochemistry side. So the body really is a beautiful system, and it takes a lot of nutrients to run. So if you were to compare it to a car, you wouldn't expect your car to run without gas or oil. And we can't expect the body to run optimally without certain nutrients. And so our gut is really the corridor in which we're able to digest and absorb what we are consuming. And when that process is broken and the body does not have the ability to absorb the nutrients, certain systems in the body will not run as optimally. And then that in turn will start to present itself with symptoms. And so always what I tell people is we want to make sure that what we're consuming is something that we actually want our body to utilize. So we want to see all the colors, but then once we actually consume those high quality foods, we want to make sure that our gut is in a state that it can actually absorb. And, you know, before people thought that the brain told the gut what to do, and there's a lot of research now that shows and proves that the gut actually is afferent and tells the brain what's going on. And in addition to that, we have so much bacteria in our gut, it actually outnumbers our human DNA 10 to 1. So there's more bacteria that lives within our gut, and all of that bacteria has a very important role to make sure that our immune system is happy and primed and isn't hypervigilant and trying to attack things that it shouldn't. And then we also have a mucosal membrane that runs all the way through our gut lining. And that mucosal membrane has a very important job because it needs to be semi-permeable so that those nutrients that our body needs to function can get into the body, but not permeable enough that toxins that might enter our body through food or different chemicals or substances are entering on the other side of that mucosal membrane and really kind of making the immune system upset. Most of us have heard that 3/4 of our immune system resides in the gut, and that's what it means. It's right on the other side of that mucosal membrane. And so, yeah, as we live our daily life, it's very important that we have healthy gut.
Yeah, so gut bacteria is so important. How do we, feed it the correct food to have it thrive?
That's a great question. So a lot of probiotics, they do require prebiotics, but I would say about 90% of people that come in with gut issues, one of the issues that they have is bloating. And if you are somebody that has bloating and you introduce prebiotics, so insoluble fiber, almost immediately your bloating is going to get worse. And so what we need to do is you actually need to heal the gut lining, and you need to remove some of that. Oftentimes it's really good bacteria that got into the wrong place, so it likely is supposed to be living in the colon, and it's made its way up into the small intestinal tract. And so when you eat insoluble fiber, whether it's like broccoli and cruciferous vegetables or just prebiotics that are in capsules, you immediately get that bloating. You want to stop all your probiotics and prebiotics, heal the gut lining, kill off some of that good bacteria through, there's different herbal remedies, oregano. We use quite a few different blends. You can find them on our shop, innovativewellness.shop. But there's different ways that you can get that bacteria back under control. And then you slowly reintroduce that so that the bacteria can grow in the proper chambers of the gut and you don't have that bloating immediately afterwards.
And what are a few foods really quick that someone could eat to, transform their day with the gut bacteria?
To start healing your gut, I always tell people to start with bone broth.
Love it. This is Live Better You. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. Christy Steiger, we'll be right back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back to Live Better You. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, joined by Christy Steiger, functional medicine, one of the best out here. We're on our last segment here, sadly, but we're going to end it amazing. Christy, how does someone self-diagnose themselves if they have gut issues or have absorption of nutrition issues? What are the telltale signs other than bloating? Will there be other signs like skin issues? Tell us.
Yeah, absolutely. So really the gut affects every area of the body. You can have joint pain, chronic headaches. It can affect your hormonal health because again, the whole body is interconnected. So I would say if somebody feels like they just intuitively know that something isn't right, they wake up and they're feeling fatigued or they do have a chronic headache or you know, maybe it's a little more obvious. Maybe they are having constant acid reflux, or they know that they're having indigestion, or their stools don't look right. There's so many different ways to know, but the very first thing that I would address with everybody is our gut health. I mean, we have an entire hormonal system, the enteric nervous system that lives in the gut. We have all of our microbiome, 2/3 of our immune system that reside in the gut. So oftentimes people will say, you know, I always get sick and I don't know what's going on. And so my approach is I always start in the gut. And if you are looking for something that you could just do at home, really like taking out all of the frankenfoods and the chemical soups and all of the processed foods in your diet and really just saying, okay, hey, on this day, I'm going to try eating real, whole, natural foods. And then I'm going to try taking just a couple of supplements. I use our GI Protect, which really builds that mucosal membrane nice and strong, because often people have that that jeopardized mucosal membrane, and that in itself will cause the immune system to be hypervigilant. They can start to see autoimmune conditions and bloating and, you know, chronic illnesses. And so by just healing that mucosal membrane, removing the junk out of their diet, replacing it with good, whole, natural foods. I mean, I see really miracles with even that, and it is that simple. People can start there, and then if they know that there's something else that's still hanging on, maybe they have 3 symptoms, and now they only have 1, it's so much easier when you're working with a practitioner to then really dial into that one last problematic area.
Yeah, so we're hearing here how important it is to have great gut health. Do a lot of these chronic issues, originate in the gut or with nutrition?
Yeah, absolutely. So nutrition is a huge piece of it because, again, we're asking this beautiful machine of the body that I don't even think science has tapped into. You know, we know that we're smarter than the smartest quantum computer, right? And so there's so much intelligence tapped into our body. So if we can just get back to the real, whole, natural foods that were created for us to eat and not the bleached and colored and chemicals, that's one step. But then also just making sure that you do have that nice, healthy gut so that you can absorb those nutrients and you can allow this machine, your body, the systems that are created within the body to really function. You know, we need B vitamins and we need omegas and we need healthy fats. Every single cell in the body has a cell membrane made out of fat. And the majority of people, even in today's age, their fats are coming from fast food or French fries, which is one molecule off of plastic. So if you can imagine having a bunch of cells in the body that are supposed to have fluidity and being able to communicate very fast, now having this rigid plastic exterior, like if you can just picture that, and then we wonder why we feel sluggish and things don't operate as well as they did when we were youthful. That's why.
And I don't know how much you may know about this, but how detrimental are seed oils to the human body? Do they store? Do they cause toxin?
Yeah, I mean, so again, 68% of our brain is fat. Every single cell in the body has a ton of fat to it. And so we just want to make sure that we give our body adequate healthy fats like omega-3s. And, you know, when you look at research, 100 years ago, there was one-to-one, so one omega to one inflammatory fat, and now it's 50 inflammatory fats to one healthy fat in the average American. And so it's no wonder why we're so toxic. But what I tell my clients is you can't do everything perfect. So by eating a little bit of seed oil or, you know, enjoying yourself, once you're out of that therapeutic phase of, you know, being trying to get your body to turn around, maybe like 60 to 90 days. After that, you really want to live in that 80-20 lifestyle because there's something to be said for being able to be social and have joy. And so I've also seen people that become so fearful of what they're putting in their body because everything can be harmful that then it just sucks the life out of them and they don't enjoy anything anymore. And so I think just being intentional, getting all the right things in first in the morning, that's what I do. I start my day with a green smoothie, good quality things. I try and fill my receptor sites with healthy, good nutrients through a methylated multivitamin. And that way, if my body's exposed to something that isn't as great for it, it's not starving. It will just allow it to kind of roll off of the cell receptors and it won't absorb them as much.
So I want to jump into another topic that some of the listeners may be familiar with last week when I had Jeff Hoyt on, but he talked about detoxifying your body. How important is detoxifying your gut? I know a lot of heavy metals can build up, you know, around your joints and all that, and it can be caused by the gut. How do you start with detoxifying?
Yeah, so because the whole body is interconnected, there's not really a particular way to only detoxify the gut. So what I do is I really focus on that mucosal membrane, and we use the GI Protect on our website. And then I start to introduce very bioavailable forms of nutrients. So not all nutrients are created equal. You can't just go to your local department store and go pick up a multivitamin or a methylated B vitamin. You really need that high quality methylated nutrient so that your body can detoxify. So there's quite a few detoxification systems in the body that a fat soluble nutrient has to go through, phase one and phase two. And then phase three is really making sure that people aren't constipated and it's getting out of the body. But for phase one and phase two, it's really nutrient dependent. And so as you do that, your body is going to clean up gut residue. You can also take digestive enzymes to help clean up gut residue. And if you take digestive enzymes with food, they help you to digest and absorb the food. And if you take them away from food, it helps to break down that gut residue. But ultimately, we don't have to micromanage the body. If we can give the body the nutrients that it needs to run efficiently, the body will do what it needs to do, and you'll feel awesome.
One thing I want to talk about that I feel a lot of people may suffer with but don't really even know is leaky gut. That is so compromising to your immune system, getting food into your bloodstream. How does someone, you know, go about fixing that or, you know, even figuring out that they have leaky gut?
Yeah. So if you live in the United States and you have never intentionally healed your gut, I can almost guarantee that you have leaky gut because glyphosate, which is sprayed all over many of our agricultural products that we consume on a regular basis, birth control, ibuprofen, over-the-counter medications, fast food. I mean, there's just so many things that cause wear and tear in the gut lining. A low vitamin D all by itself will cause intestinal permeability. And so if you have a leaky gut or intestinal permeability, You know, we see a rise in food sensitivities and a rise in autoimmune, because the immune system is essentially pissed off because it's seeing a lot of things that are getting through that gut barrier and are coming into the body that should not be there. That gut barrier should be nice and strong so that things aren't passing through and provoking the immune system. And so we go back to the basics and we just help people to recognize this is probably something that in today's day and age, with the way that our agriculture is produced and the things that we are exposed to, somebody should be doing every 6 months. I do it when my kids go back to school, and I do it after the holiday season personally. But you can find two different times of the year that work best for you and when you just kind of want to have that reset. And again, if you are somebody that has not done this, then I can almost guarantee that it's an issue for you.
And what are some, you know, gut cleanses that people can do? Is there any specific ones that are better than other ones, and where can they find them at?
Yeah, well, I'm biased, so because we have our own line, they can definitely find them at innovativewellness.shop. And the two products that I would have people purchase right away would be the GI Protect and then a GI Complete. And so that GI Protect, that's really, it's one scoop a day for 28 days. You can mix it in water or you can mix it with the GI Complete. And that GI Protect is meant to build that mucosal membrane nice and healthy and strong. And then the GI Complete is actually a meal replacement, but it has all of your bioavailable nutrients. It reduces inflammation in the body, and you can just mix those two right together and just shake it up. You can add berries, you can make a smoothie out of it, or you can just use your favorite non-dairy milk if you're trying to be anti-inflammatory. And while you're doing that, you would want to eliminate some of those toxins, right? So eat real, whole, natural foods for the days that you're drinking those shakes to give your body the best result possible. We would remove those things and then replace it with those high quality of nutrients.
It can't get much easier than that. Drinking two drinks a day to fix your gut.
Yeah. And it works.
I've experienced it myself. It definitely helps. I definitely recommend it as well. As someone who's dedicated to lifelong learning, what is currently going on in the health and wellness field that you find exciting or maybe game changing?
Yeah, there's, for me right now, what I'm studying is just perimenopause, hormones, and then there's a lot that's coming out right now for longevity. And I just really find it fascinating if people are into longevity. Peter Attia is amazing. I'm currently reading his book. And yeah, it's just, I don't know, the world of hormones, right? The messenger molecules in the body that really tell the body like what to do and how to be vibrant.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the body is very simple, but very, complex at the same time. I mean, everything works together, but if one thing's thrown off, everything's thrown off. So it's kind of cool, kind of interesting. What advice? We're coming to the end here. What advice would you give to someone just starting their journey towards holistic wellness? I mean, you don't want to, overload someone's brain with a bunch of information on what to do or else they won't do it. What are just some simple steps someone could do?
Yeah, I think just a few simple things that I would tell somebody to take inventory of is, vitamin D and magnesium are two what I call low-hanging fruit. Most people, if they aren't taking those nutrients, are going to be deficient. And magnesium, it has over 100 million biochemical processes in the body. And then, again, this time of year, we're going into that season where we aren't going to naturally, in the northern hemisphere, get vitamin D from the sun anymore. And so outside of what we've already discussed and talked about, getting rid of the toxic food for a short season and then living that 80-20 lifestyle, I would say utilizing magnesium, vitamin D, and then a really bioavailable multivitamin. And we have something called the Athletic Pack or the Daily Wellness Pack on our website. And I really created that so that it was an easy grab and go for people. It has your omega so that you're now getting closer to that 1-to-1 ratio for your healthy fat. It has your multivitamin. It has your vitamin D, your magnesium. all right in a packet.
I love it, Christy. So much great information here tonight. You guys are listening to Live Better. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Christy, so much for coming on. It was a blessing. I hope a lot of people got to take away a lot of things on this.
Oh, thank you for having me, Blake.
Of course. Have a good night, everybody.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All right, welcome back here on Sports Weekend. We got a lot to get to coming up. We got some guests coming up. We're also going to throw Bailey Peck, our crack producer, a curveball. We're going to have Nick Douglas live from Oxford, Mississippi. He is at the Ole Miss Furman game, and it's absolute blowout. At last check, Furman, halftime. This is halftime. This is 30 minutes of football with 30 minutes to go. Anybody want to guess what the score of Ole Miss over Furman is right now? They're on pace for 104 points. It's halftime. 52-0 running Rebs, or the Rebs, the Ole Miss Rebs. So the Rebels having their way with Furman tonight, so as we expected. Texas had their way with Colorado State, 52-0. Last night, Friday night, Oklahoma had their way with Temple. Iowa had their way with Illinois State. Tis the time of the year where we get blowouts. So what do? When you're in Chicago, first week one, you go on an architectural tour. What else do? You go to a museum. to hear about an unbelievable painter. All right, O'Keefe. What was her first name again? I forgot. Oh, Georgia O'Keefe. That's what I did. And then got back here at 4 o'clock, 5 Eastern, prepared for the show. Blake Byrne, outstanding tonight. Nico Beef Sauce, Tyler Levine on soccer. Now it's my turn. Nick Douglas coming up, Brock Hines, and also Armin Katayan here on Sports Weekend. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back live in Chicago.